I
No,
sent something?
No,
I know. I think
you sent.
it was me.
You sent. So I don't know the abbreviations. I'm sorry. What is that?
It's
Where in the world
okay.
do you find the Ksav Yad of Rashi?
Right. Well, it's not a caveat of Rashi himself, but it's, you know, before the prince and the early prince. At the beginning of the parak, we were discussing if the two words lo yachpor, if it's part of the dibur hamasil, and if it's, you know, the three, the bor, shiach, and me'ara is the three separate ones. So I sent Rebbe like four different prints and kisvei yads that each one has it differently, but the one ksav yad doesn't have the lo yachpor, and it has the bor, shiach, and me'ara altogether.
But I'm just curious, where do you find how did you find this?
This I had to Google a lot and find in the Hebrew University, you know, most of it, but
Oh.
it's not easy to find it. I'm more involved with the Rashi and the Chumash, but this is the first time I ever tried, you know, finding Kisviyads on, and most of the Kisviyads are not complete, meaning they'll have few pages of a Baba Basra or something like that.
Okay. All right. So it's not on the regular internet. You can't just get it on or on HebrewBooks.org.
No,
No.
it's not on Hebrew books. It's mostly on the Hebrew University site, but even there, it's very, very, it's not easy to find it.
Sandy, next up is Oxford University. Sandy, next up is
No, they have a lot from Oxford and the Bodleian. Yeah, which Bodleian is Oxford, and that was the Ksav Yad that I found.
Wow. Okay. I always sometimes want to look up, you know, the Ksav Yads. I mean, I don't know how to do it. Okay. Anyway, if you could, if we could look, I apologize. I thought I sent it, but also my the issue. The I like to read that Biragra that so you, they say it was sent out yesterday by Shmuel in the if we could read it inside because I'm a little stuck. So let's read it. If you can, so Shmuel, you sent it out.
I don't see it's very hard to read the Biragra on
What's
this.
the simon again?
It's Siman Kuf Nun Hey. Okay, if you have a Shulchan Aruch.
I'll send it to you enlarged.
Send me my email, please.
If you want,
Can
I can try and send it too. Maybe I can try and get a let me see how I can do this. One second.
Rebbe does it. It becomes an official marmokim, so it's even better.
I don't know.
Search. I don't know if they have the gra. One second. Let me figure out how to do this. I don't even know what I'm doing. Text.
Can't even read who's what.
You can't read it.
No, what they sent on the WhatsApp, I can't. It's hard to read. Well, who's what?
All right, one second. Let me see if I can get it here this way. I'll get on the Bar Ilan. If the Bar Ilan has it, okay. The Bar Ilan has Chayisha Mishpat Kuf Nun. Hey, okay.
Rebbe,
Sifkatan.
what's the Sif Katan in the Bigra?
The Gra Sifkatan is.
Lamed Aleph.
Lamed Aleph.
Okay, I see it from Shmuel's picture.
One second.
All our svarim are getting packed away, so
Is that on the
have to
right-hand
move.
side of the Biragra?
It's Lamed Aleph. No, you sure it's Lamed Aleph?
Yes, it is. It's Lamed Aleph. Rabbi Meltz, it's the first picture on the WhatsApp.
I see a picture of the Shulchan Aruch over here.
No. Go back one more.
No, it says Mikosla Shachavero Yud Zion.
Go back, Biragra. I can't. I'm gonna send it to you right now.
I can't see Biragra on
Did
this.
I be doing the Biragra and Lamed Aleph, or is the one in Sif Zion?
I want to do the one on Lamed Aleph.
Oh, the one before that. There's a whole bunch of pictures.
Some reason the Bar Ilan does not have it.
Rebbe can just read it to us and we can write it down. It's like it's few words.
No, I don't want to. No, not that one. It's
Oh, I see.
A long one. One
Oh,
second.
it's from 8:50. Post it was posted yesterday, 8:52. You'll see the one posted
Wait.
at 8:52.
So then I'm looking at the wrong one then if it's a long one.
This is the one who I didn't
Sandy, it's long for a beer agra.
Yeah.
Lamed
Aleph.
Okay, okay, here. You're right. It's a short one. I take it back. So let me just get I'm sorry. I made a mistake. I didn't realize.
Nelson, you have it now?
I have it. It's just hard to read on my phone.
You blow it up. You expand.
I know, then you have to scroll.
No. I'll get it to you in 1 second. 1 second. I'm sorry.
Well, it's a Lomar, and you have to scroll to the right. Tomach Mamish. Kapir Shatosis Yat Zion.
Okay, you got it.
Right. So he's reading Tosis like the Tyson Rush.
One second. I'll have it. I'm sorry.
Tyson Rush, bro. The Shamatosis.
Dave.
Does anyone know, is the beer growing in Sfaria? Is that in Sfaria?
Oops.
Okay, now we just have to figure out how to do this.
Also, what's the email address?
Sorry. Compose.
Rabbi Meltzer, what email address would you like?
No, I see it. Well, there's I have two. Send it to nathan.meltzer@yahoo.
Yahoo.
I see it here. He's saying like Tosa Rush.
Wait, no, he's not saying that. No, 1 second. Just,
we're not up to that yet. We're up to just reading.
Don't jump to conclusions yet, please.
Okay.
I sent it to Red Meltzer.
You sent
you
it?
Did? Okay. I got it. I'm getting there.
Okay. Yeah, 1 second, and I don't have it. Okay, I can't send it. All right, you have it?
I got it.
Okay, so let's go.
Maybe sometime maybe have Rabbi Schwartz show you how you, if it's on your computer screen, you can just share the screen with everybody and we can all look at the screen together.
Yeah?
He can show you how to do that. Yeah, it's not complicated. He can show you probably about 3 minutes. And then if you have it on your computer screen, just share the screen with everybody and everybody can see it.
Yeah, so how do I do that? What do I push? You don't know.
You move your cursor onto the bottom, your picture.
A button that says share screen. Yeah.
A green screen.
On the bottom it says share screen. You just push that button and then it'll let you select the screen.
Bottom
to show.
Says share screen.
On the bottom of the picture.
Bottom of the Zoom.
Usually an up arrow.
Where it shows everybody's pictures. That's share screen.
I don't know. I don't see it. I'm sorry.
It says participants 13 and then share screen and record each of the little buttons on the bottom of the Zoom.
Okay. I don't know. I have to waste time. They seem too much time. Okay. Well, we'll worry about it some other time.
Another time.
Okay. So anyway, let's read this Gra. So the Gra says, I got to open up too. Poof, then hey, you're Zayin. Lamed Aleph. So the Mechaber says, let's first read the, I don't know if you have the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, not like that, if there's a boar without water, it's also usher, and you have to be marchik, but it doesn't say how much. That's what the Mechaber says. It's a Ramah. It's based on a Beis Yosef B'Shem HaRashba. So the Beis Yosef B'Shem HaRashba says that a boar Sheyesh Bo Mayim is that doesn't have water, you have to be Marchik. So the Beit Ramah is paskening not like the Tifus HaRash. Right, there are more paskins. The Tevis that Rosh said beferish that if you didn't have any water, you would not have to be marchik. It's only because of the water you have to be marchik. Comes along the Ramah, he doesn't bring the Tevis a Rosh, and the Ramah paskins that even if there's no water, you have to be marchik. How much? It's undetermined, depending on the rabbis. You have to determine. That's the Ramah. So on that, the Birai Gra goes, and Ois Lamin Aleph.
Rasa. What is that Lashon Lesaken? What does Vitzarech Lesaken mean?
You have to fix it in a way that it won't cause hezek.
Fix? Fix. Is that Sid Basid? Is that maybe, Sid?
Maybe something like that. It doesn't. It could be. Okay. So let's see. There,
not the mashma distance. The pashtus is not mashma distancing.
Oh no! It says aser lachvor samach the kaiso chaveru. So that's a distance. So the gross.
Oh, you can't do it samach. You can't do it samach.
Right.
V'tzarech, if we compare that to Sif Zion, because in Sif Zion, it comes out, the Bira Gross, I'm sorry, the Ramah seems to say it a little bit different. He says, V'im lo hirchik v'hisik beis chaveroi chayv l'shalim kefi ra'ois ha'dayonim sheyoshumu im hu garam lo ha'hezik.
Okay.
V'chem b'shar nezikin, k'goin ha'oreg, sh'mazik l'chaveru b'hakois, sh'oise b'shas ha'riga, yoshumu al pibikim v'umnim v'chol k'yotze b'zeh. What is this? It doesn't say anything about distance.
Okay, but here he says, trying to find...
Yeah, Rabbi Love, he's quoting other people, the Ramah. He's not, those are not his words. I don't think so.
Well, the Bira Gra compares it to the
okay,
to
so, let's go slowly. So the Ramah in Kuf Nun A in Sif Yud says that even if there's no water, you have to be marchik, right? That's what he says. You're not allowed to be saimich. That's what he says. Hutin Borsh Ebo Mayim Klau. Okay, so says the Gra, Rutzel Aymar, Samach Mamish. In other words, when it says it's Osir Samach, it means Samach Mamish is Osir. Ukapirish Taivis Yudzayan Amar Aleph, Diri Masla Lo Yachvor. In other words, he's making the Diak from Taisis, not like me, like Rav Nosson quoted, he said that. That Rav Nochem makes that diyuk. So he also makes that diyuk from Taisus, that Taisus holds that you would have to be marchik a little bit. The king goes to Miraj, but Sham, but Taisus, the Tema, Umiyu. Okay, that should go start attacking. Okay. Okay, now, this is Zion Baga. So the question, very simple question, what does he mean? Okay, now Basif Gayim Bahaga. Right? So he's saying the Gra, this is your right, the Gra is equating this din here to Sif Zion. Now, what's Sif Zion Bahaga? I don't know if you people have a Shulchan Aruch. You have a Shulchan Aruch. Sif Zion says, the Ramah says, that when the Mishnah says three Tfachim by Rechayim, that's only a normal small rechayim. But when you have these gigantic rechayims that are pulled by animals, you have to be marchik tvei. And if you weren't marchik and you're mazik, you have to pay the fee rose, any adayonim. Okay. Right.
So what is that? There's a few more words there.
Okay. Listen, if I skipped it, probably because I know what they meant. They have to determine if he's the one that caused the hezek or not. In other words, you made this big rechayim, then your friend's house falls down. So now we have to determine, did he fall down because of your rechayim or not?
Okay. Okay.
Anyway, so I said, I started saying this yesterday in Shir here, and I said it this morning in Shir, a gavaldig of art. Except Pashas, I'm wrong, but I said a gavaldic thing that the Gra says on Sif Yud about the boar Shein Bo Mayim, he says that you have to be marchik, which means he's passing like the Rajba and Taisvis, not like the Rush, could be even see the Taisvis and Rush, okay? And he says, Kenal B'Sif Zayin. So that means, Pashtas, that the Rush, who argues with this halacha and Sif Tes, Sif Yud, sorry, about the Bor Shein Bo Mayim, he would also argue in Sif Zayin, because the Gra is making them totally Zebizah, right? If they're not totally Zebizah, then what? Why in the world is the Gra connecting Sif Zayin to Sif Yud? They're two separate shinas. One is a Bor Shein Bo Mayim, so you have to be Marchik a drop. And one is a Rechayim, so you have to be Marchik a lot. What does one thing have to do with the other? Why is the Gra connecting the two halachas? Why does he tell you to look over there? Why? What do you mean, canal? Canal means it's the same halacha. It's a completely different halacha. Over here, it says you have to be marchik a little bit. And over there, it says you have to be marchik a lot. You have
the to common denominator.
Like Zvi was saying yesterday, sometimes you need more.
What?
Yeah, sometimes why, you need more, sometimes you need
they,
less.
Why are they the same halacha? Why is it canal? Canal means
bring it other people. We bring in Adayan.
Right, well, maybe the canal is going on the Svara, not so, the din, the Svara.
I not the case. The point experts. Was, because if you don't, the other tzan is that the Chazal made a takana. The takana was mentioned in the Mishnah, and that's it. In other words, the shayla that the Groho felt that the two halakas are totally zebizet, because there's one shayla here. When Chazal gave the measurements, we have a Mishnah that gives set measurements. Is that locked in, that was a takana, and now you find a different situation, but the Chazal never made a measurement for that, so that's not included in the takana? Or are these only examples in our Mishnah, but lopped off of these cases, and every single case, you have to judge on its own merit. Sometimes it's more, sometimes it's less. So that's what the Gra is saying. The Gra is saying, you would have a Hava Amina to say, here we have a case in Sif Yud. You made a boar. The boar is without Mayim. Causes only Hezek less than 3. So the Ramah says, you got to be Marchik less than 3. Well, wait a second. I never heard of Hezek of Mimacharchaka less than 3. Doesn't say that anywhere in the Mishnah. Who said that there's such a thing as a harchaka less than 3? So says the Gra. And who said there's such a thing as a harchaka more than 3? It also doesn't say that anywhere in the Mishnah. But the Ramah over there in Sif Zayin says that you're chayav d'marchik more than 3. So you see.
Yeah, but that's based on a Gemara. The Rosh will have to agree to that.
Why is it based on a Gemara?
Well, I don't know if that particular case itself, but the Gabi Nevrechas Akovsim, the Gemara makes a chiluk between one and the other and says that the different type of Nevrechas Akovsim is Dalet Amos.
Okay, so the Gemara says. So where the Gemara says, the Gemara says, but I would still say it. The other opinion is that where the Gemara doesn't say, Chazal never were Koveya. So there's no chiv.
Rebbe, is it possible?
That's why else, Masai Shrek. In other words, that's my question. My question is, why did the Gra quote Sif Zayin? It has nothing to do with Sif Zayin. Over here, we're saying you have to be marchik a little bit. What's a chiddush? In other words, the question is like this. The Rush argued with the Mechaber, with the Ramah, in Sif Yud. Why does the Rush argue? So really that means, what is the Chiddush of the Mechaber of Sif Yud? So if you say that the reason why the Rush argues, because the Rush holds that there's no Hezek, and the Ramah is saying there is Hezek. So quoting Sif Zayin, that there's a lot of Hezek by Rechayim, is not relevant to the issue. What does one thing have to do with the other? Just because there's a lot of Hezek by Rechayim, that means you have to be marchik a little bit by the boar without water. So what is he bringing in it for? He says canal. Canal means it's the same din.
Because he might not be going on the Rechaim part. because there's two parts in the Ramah. So he's going on the last line.
The last line of
the Ramah. He's not going. The Rechaim is a different chefza. So that's Kol Shekein. If it's a huge jackhammer, like people said, we're not donning that up. It's at the end where he talks about being a hako, whatever that
Hakos, is exactly. Right.
So now he's saying over there also, you see the concept, L'chayr, it could be that's less. And that's what he says. You go totally on the umnin. Like Ramelta was saying, where you have to bring in other factors that which could be part of the takana itself. It doesn't mean it's lafuki the takana. It could be part of that. Ramal understands that part of the takana is we could use umnin to figure that out.
The end of Zion. Over there, we're talking about not harkoka. We're talking about whether when you have to pay. Right? They were talking about paying. The end of the Ramah is talking about paying.
If anything, the previous line is payment.
Our rechayim gedayda. Okay, that's talking about harchaka. So the kfiros of the yom is discussing in determining how much you pay. They have to determine if you were gairei. The came is shar nezikin, other nezik, gonna oireg shemazik lahavero. So you assume, the bezin are mishayer, how much hezek, or whether it was hezek. So what does it have to do with this? Fifth yud, we're talking about harchaka, not talking about paying.
So if anything, that's more of a kasha on the second to last line of the by the Rechayim, because that's where it says chayv l'shalim. In the last line, it doesn't say chayv l'shalim. Furthermore,
But he's also talking about being paying. The chayim means it's the same thing. Bishar nezikin.
No, he's just saying the chayim.
Shemazik. Shemazik lechavei rabbanon.
The chayim that it's not three.
Yashumo means how much you're supposed to pay. It's the same thing. Line. He used the same word before. That's talking about if the house, that's in the
that's
the
not place. What he says here. That's not what he says here. He says Yeshumo.
I'm reading the Ramah. The Ramah said, "Sir lecharchik, v'imlo herchik v'hizik beis chaveiro chay v'shalem kfiros adayonim sheyesumo," and then he says, "Kain sharnasikim, you have to be Yeshumo."
So no, v'chay v'sharnasikim, that's not three. That's not Gimel.
Doesn't say that. He says, "Came Bishar Nezikin can go to Oyrek Jematik of Erebakoyz Yeshumo Pibekiim." Yeshumo means the same. Yeshumo is the same word.
No, the Umnin, Umnin, Pekiim the Umnin is like we said before. It's an engineer. You get an engineer's report.
But he says Yeshumo, how much Hezek as far as paying. You're talking about paying. If the word, I'm sorry, I don't agree with you. It says, it said in the beginning.
By so the first case is not paying? Him,
it's Sarek Archaka. First it says you have to be Marchik. And then he says, if you weren't Marchik, then you have to pay. How much do you pay? Yeshumo. The Chen Shar Nezikim is also going on. If you weren't Marchik and you were in the Hezek, how much do you pay? We're discussing paying over there, I think.
Why can't the same people who are umnin paying, right? What are they saying it based on? Based on how much you should have gone away. I mean, it's the same concept. It doesn't have to be mamish match to match. It's the same concept that I'm relying on umnin. How do the umnin know how much to pay? Because they know where he should have done it versus where he shouldn't have done it. The same exact Bira Gra
in your test, the Bira Gra says, I'm not sure what he means by Kedenayed Nachtama Apuma, but he says, Ubegarin Sheena Kavua, Bichde Shalo Yazik. Bichde Shalo Yazik is mashma that it's talking about the amount of distance that it should not do damage. That's what it's saying. Sorry,
Harkhaka. Yeah, You're chicken. You keep skipping the beginning. From Hizik Mishayim Asher Hizik.
What, in your test?
Yeah. But my love, if your test is talking about being Marchik, we're talking about the next part of the Ramah, not that line.
No, the next line for sure is talking about Tashlumen. Right. The next line is for sure talking about Tashlumen.
Right. So your test doesn't prove anything. Your test is talking
about... No, Rebbe's trying to prove from the fact that it says Tzarek HaKaka. Am I right, Rebbe?
I don't know what the change on Zekin goes on paying. Sif Yukatan Yotess in the Grah is talking about Archaka. It says Tzarek
Archaka. That's the words. Those are the words that Bechlal are saying, that Rebbe's saying means that it's talking about how much you're being Marchik.
Yes, we're all agreeing to that. So what are you showing from the Grah?
Because the Grah is saying that the Archaka should be. Oh. 1 second.
I would say, why can't it be the umdin is accomplishing the same exact point? If I can tell you how much to pay, then I can tell you how much your distance. It's exactly the same point. That's what the Gemara is saying. I'm relying on the umdin to tell you how much to pay. That obviously they know what that share is. The Rebbe's asking,
what is the Gemara quoting from Sif Zayin? What the Chiddush of the Gemara wants to quote from Sif Zayin?
The Gemara is trying to show that you have to pay. There's such a thing as tashlumen in such a case.
And Yoda doesn't say anything about paying.
Tzarech l'sakein. What does tzarech l'sakein mean?
Tzarech l'sakein means to pay. Tzarech l'sakein means to pay.
Not sad besid. Like we said at the beginning, maybe it means sad besid. But l'chora, the comparison to Siv Zayin, is talking about tashlumen.
Sakin is a word for tashlumen. He's just saying that if you're lying on an umdin, you're lying on an umdin. Right? Normally, we don't have an umdin.
Well, you're agreeing or disagreeing?
I think Sakin doesn't mean to pay. Sakin means that you have to fix it up.
Maybe it means
to pay. So paying and fixing it up is the same thing.
They say Tashlumen. You say if a guy wants to build it.
In other words,
why can't we split the last line and the second to last line?
Okay, means you have to fix the damage that you did to your friend's board.
It also fits better because.
And if he ain't a umdin abikin bekach, and that's the same as Sif Zayin.
It also fits better because it's never said in Sif Zayin that you have to use an expert to figure out how much you have to be marfik. It just says tzarech l'marfik tfei. So if it means that later, why wouldn't he say that earlier?
Right. Okay. I agree. Now this again. So Rutzalimar, so the Gra is saying that we figure out how much you were mazik based on an umin. Okay. In other words, he's not really going in the machlokes. In other words, it comes out that this has nothing to do with the machlokes and the Tavis of Rush and the Rajba. The Tavis of the Rajba and Rush of the machlokes, if you have to be marchik. And now there's a new thing that the Shulchan Aruch says, and what if you, we pass it like the Rajba, not like the Tavis of Rush, that there's Hezek. What if you did it? Started a sacking. How much? So we go ahead and we get to Umdin. So the chiddush is, I just don't know why that's such a big chiddush that he has to, like, what?
That's where the sacking. The sacking needs to fix.
The chiddush you have to pay at all. You're not really being mazik. This is like a very, this hilchus chenim. The Gemara is telling you this is more than hilchus chenim. This hilchus mazikim. That's a pretty big chiddush. I mean, our Mishnah, you wouldn't necessarily have realized if you're not marchik enough and then it does damage that you're really liable for that.
Right. Okay, so I think in other words, the hezek goes according to the umdina. Mm-hmm.
That point might not even be the main. The main chiddush of the Gra might not be what source you use to determine the value. Could be, yes, but it could be just focusing on the fact you have a chiyuv to misakim.
Vizeshik,
what does Vizeshik Kosov mean then? What does it have to do with the first part? What does it have to do with the first part that the Gemara is talking about?
It doesn't. That's why he writes Vizeshik Kosov Tarech Lusake.
It's mashmah that it's attached to what he's saying. Right. What I'm saying,
Kosov means it's a derivative. Vizeshik Kosov is Tarech Lusake.
And
the next thing that he says.
No, I don't think that Vizeshik Kosov usually means. And this is why he says.
No, that's Zemasha Kosov.
Zesha Kosov. I think this.
No, Zesha Kosov is that which he is saying, meaning in the next line.
No, that's what I said. It's a brand new piece. I don't think so.
It could be a different
It's me then. And this is follows what he says.
Yes, maybe it does follow according to the guys It follows maybe because that's why you have to pay. If you held like the Rosh, you wouldn't have to pay.
In other words, the reason why Taifas is holding you have to be Marchik because there's a little bit of Hezek. That'd be saying. In other words, Taifas is saying there's a little bit of Hezek. There's a little bit of Hezek, you have to be Marchik. Therefore, you would have to pay. You know, it's a real hezek, and therefore you have to pay. In other words, if you say like the Rosh, there's no hezek. Obviously, you won't have to pay. You're even allowed to do it like a chatchila. But he's saying in Taisis. In other words, the chiddush is that in Taisis, it's not stam that there's a chiyav harcha. In other words, I still think it's a little bit what we're saying. We're not so off. Is that, in other words, if you only had the Mishnah, if you didn't have the gra, you would have said that the chiyav harcha is some kind of takanas chazal. Chazal made a takana. It doesn't mean that that's how much hezek there is. It could be that the Chazal made a takana for neighbors. Doesn't mean if you're not Marchik 3, you're necessarily being Mazik. It's a din harchaka. It's a din that the Chazal made certain gedarim for zoning laws. Doesn't mean if you're over on the zoning laws, you're called being Mazik your friends. Now we don't have any rule of Pachos Migimel. So when Taifas comes along and says that by Pachos Migimel, you have to be Marchik, that means that Taifas is being Mechadesh, that it's not just a zoning law, because we don't have such a zoning law for this. But Taifas is being Mechadesh, that it's a real Mazik. That's part of Taifas's Chiddush, that the Yisayid of the Mishnah is that these are Heziks. Therefore, Pachos Migimel, it's also a Hezek, you gotta be Marchik. If you learn, it's just as there's no real Hezek here. There's no real Hezek. No one's talking about a real Hezek. It's grumma, I don't know, whatever it is. It's not in the real Hezek world. It's just a din drabanan that there are. So then the drabanan digadin is only what the drabanan made. What they didn't make, you don't have. But if you learn it's a real mazik, so then every mazik is everything is a real mazik. Right? If you look. I sent today, this is what I did send, and I sent the Chuvah Siraj, because he's quoting this from the Tshuva Zerush. So I looked inside the Tshuva Zerush. He says, in the Oz A.
Where?
There was a set a piece.
I have it.
So in Oz A, it's on the second column, the second paragraph, or the first paragraph.
How does it begin?
Shishalta.
Okay.
Here it says about four lines down. That's our Gemara, shaking the karka. In other words, is it some kind of, that's, I think, really the shine. Is it a zoning law? And it was for neighbor, for having neighborly love? Or is it makes no difference if you're not exactly, you know, there's a no matter, in any situation, if I'm somehow causing this hezek to you, I'm usher. So he answered that. She'ein chidek beta chazekas. Because Kashmina Gagir delay, Kiru also Loa Hezek be a dayim. The Rabbi Yehuda did say, on this thing, Laharka gets Matsmo, Modemind, on Mazak, Laharka gets Matsmo. He'll go Benshu, Shaino, Bechotra, Mobi, Benshu, Bothe, Hashem, Sluna, Shusarabim. In other words, even if we're not direct neighbors, Bechol Indians are an Arkham and a Hezek. In other words, this is real Hezek. This is not some kind of special laws of this that they made a special takana for some kind of neighbors.
Is there a third possibility possible? Is there a third shot that's theoretically possible that it's not real hezek, but once the chachamim said to be marchik, part of the gzera was that if you don't listen,
okay, but that's not what he seems to say. He says,
No, I know. I'm just asking. No, I understand. I'm just asking if theoretically there's a third side, possible.
It could be. I hear the third side. So anyway, why is this all so relevant? Because we're getting off on a wild big confusion. Because let's go back to our Taisus Arash. That Taisus Arash. Get this in the sheet though. And then we try and put this together. We're making a big mess. We're like making a big confusion out of this. The Shita said, in the type is a rush that we read, he says, he said, "Mikomakom ikker anezek sheshrichu achomim laharchik b'shvilo haino time of the misunta." Again, the first line is the Pirshutaisis. The Eshlamer the mehai time of loayu achomim masir mosal laharchik. And then he said, "But the ikker anezek is because of the misunta." So I don't know if it's Mukhruch, but there's a sefer called B'yirmi Yunim. So he makes a diyuk in the Rush. And he says, the Rush says, the Mehai Taima Loayu Hachamim Asim Rasal Harchik. And then at the end of the piece, he says, Iker Anezek Shesriku Hachamim Harchik. So it sounds like from this rush that he's saying that the chiyuv archokas are only midrabanan. Now, doesn't it sound that way? You know, there's the I know it's both the rush. I know, I apologize, but in the Shaiva Tshuva is a rush, and the Gross said in other places, it seems to say that these archakas are they're real deraisatik archakas. It's real hezek. You're being mazik biadayim. It's gira delay means that you're mazikim. So it's a deraisat din a hezek. You're not allowed to be mazik someone.
The din of the Mishnah is a din deraisa.
That's what isn't that what the Chuvah Zerush said? The Chuvah Zerush said that it's a din. I think that's what he seemed to say. No,
Nezikin is deraisa.
Yeah, if it's a deraisa to be mazik, he said it's. I lost my Chuvah Zerush. I lost. I don't know what I did to say for even. But he said it as a din of a mazik biadayim.
No, I understand that the hezek is biadayim. The question is,
hezek biadayim is in mitzvah deraisa.
Meaning, the chachamim didn't get up and say that you can't take out, you know, a shor without a muzzle, whatever. I mean,
but everyone says it's an mitzvah deraisa to be mazik.
So what's the chiddush again? And all these dinim.
He says. There maybe because we're not sure if it's going to do it, but he says, "Kino asa hezek biadayim." So if you hezek biadayim, that's an issa deraisa. The gra, I don't start going into great, but the gra in this simon, and you know I don't know if you have a shulchan aruch, the gra in kuf nun hey, with same simon, in the beginning of the simon. He says it beferish in Kupnan A, Ois Ches. In Ois Ches says, Kivin min atayra nizikin aser azini lechumra. In other words, he said we have a boy. If you have in a boy in this Messiah, and so what do you do? So he says at least the Rambam holds. That since it's an Issa deraisa, so we say Savi deraisa lechumra. That's the
grand. Just telling us technical dine metzias that this is the amount.
I don't know. According, that's what it sounds like they're saying.
I'm just saying.
It sounds like from the shulchan from the Chuvah Zerush, and from that grand Ois Ches, that they're holding it's all every case you have to be Mishire, and it's a question of how much hezek, and it's a din deraisa that you can't gira delay means real hezek, and there's a din deraisa here of how much hezek, and if you do the hezek you got to be misaking because it's all real hezek.
Yes, it was a chiddush and metzias the Mishnah that you this amount is three tefachim. There's the engineer class,
right.
There's no dinim. It wasn't a din. Everyone knows that if you're going to come to do it, you have to be marchik medaraisa. But if you want to know how much,
spoke to the engineer. Okay, I don't know. But yeah, something like that.
Just going on Svi's point here, it just happens to be that every case that the Mishnah brings is three tvachim exactly. And you can't say that there was nothing else going
That's
on.
That's what I would have said.
There's a thing called a large rechayim.
But you see rechayim. From the Shulchan Aruch, not like rechayim. You. The Shulchan Aruch Gufa says that a large rechayim has a different halacha.
So the Mishnah doesn't say in that case large rechayim. Only the
but
one
that's, exactly. I understand. Rechayim. That's why I said that if it would have been up to me, I wouldn't have agreed with the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is tremendous chiddush. The Shulchan Aruch, in other words, sounds like that's because I'm thinking I'm losing the trend of thoughts. Let me just try and get hold of the trend of thought here. It sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch that we're dealing here with a din deraisa. Giri delay means it's real hezek. So it sounds like the Gra says it clearly over there in Sifkat and Ches. The Chuvah Zerush says it in the piece that we read that Pshat and Giri delay is. It's your hezek. It's direct hezek. Gira delay makes it mazik be a dayim. The mazik be a dayim. That's what the Rush says in the Tshuva. Gira delay makes it mazik be a dayim. Since it's mazik be a dayim, so we're talking about a deraisa dika hezek. So of course you're not allowed to do it. You gotta be marchik whatever the amount is. We have to figure out whatever the amount is. And if you are marchik, you gotta pay. It's all one din because it's hezek biadayim.
But it could be nothing.
But wait. But it sounds like from the Tshuva Zerash, from the Tshuva Zerash, assuming that the Biur of the Yudim Ziyak is correct, that he's learning that the whole Mishnah is a Din D'Rabbanan. Because he starts out, he keeps on saying, to hide that. It's not a shvigo achamim laharchik according to everybody. It's a deraita. The achamim are just giving you the measurements. But the lashon of the tzivus harosh shvigo achamim is mashma that it's a din derabanan. So maybe. This is what I was trying to say, that maybe they're totally Zabizeh, even though it means I'm making a steer between the Taisa Sarash and the Tshuva Sarash. But maybe they're connected, they're totally Zabizeh. In other words, the Shulchan Aruch is paskening, not like the Taisa Sarash. The Shulchan Aruch is paskening that you have to be marchik for a boar without water. Says the Gra, if you're reading the Gra, the way I read the Gra, Vizesha Amar, is that it's connected. The reason why you have to be marchik for a boar without water, because there's a little bit of hezek. It's real hezek. So even though it's not included in the Takana of the Chazal, we don't find it mentioned in the Mishnah. If it's real hezek, you got to be marchik. Vizesha Kasef Sarkasakim. Because again, it's real hezek. So the Gra is saying that Shulchan Aruch is paskening that everything when it's gira delay, it's real hezek. If it's real hezek, like the Rosh and the Tshuva, it's hezek be a dayim. If it's real hezek, you gotta be marchik. And if you gotta, and not only do you have to be marchik, possess your kamar, sorry, the second, you gotta pay. And that's the same as we have in Sif Zion. Because in Sif Zion, the same thing. We got to get the people to figure out how much the hezek was and you pay. But the Rush in the Tovis Rush, who argues with Sif Yud, would also argue with Sif Zion. Because the Rush, it's totally Zebizah. No, I'm.
What does that mean? Totally zebzah.
I'm trying to claim there's definitely a machlokes between the Rush and Sif the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yud and the Rush, right? And the Rush and the Taisis are Rush because the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yud says that you have to be marchik a boar without water, and if you don't, you have to pay. And the Tovid Rosh said, Beferish, without water, you wouldn't have to be marchik. Right? So we know there's a machlokes. Now, the Gra connects it, the way I read it, the Gra connects it to Sif Zion. Because even if you read it like you, people, that he's only connecting it to Sif Zion about the end, but I read Vizesh Shekosov is also a connection. So it's A causes B and B causes C. In other words, the Gra quotes this din that you have to be marchik for the with water, without water. And that's the essence of that din is, in other words, I'm going like this. Where does this din come from that the Shulchan Aruch says that you have to be marchik if there's no water? It's not in our Mishnah. There's no Mishnah that says that. So where does it come from? Tara says it comes because, first, there's a little bit of hezek. There's a little bit of hezek. You got to be marchik. You're not allowed to do hezek. The underpinnings of the Shulchan Aruch, I would like to claim that the point of machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yud and the Taisus Arush is whether pshat in the Mishnah of Gira Delay is Gira Delay real hezek be a dayim or not. I would like to claim that the Shulchan Aruch is assuming Gira delay is real hezek. Therefore, you gotta be marchik whatever your hezek is. And while the time is a rush, might hold that gira delay is a takana drabbanan. It's for it, not real hezek. It's only when it's gira delay, then the rabbanan made a takana. So it's only a takana. Therefore, when you, if we don't find a takana, then there's no takana. So the you have this microscopic hezek of a pocha, of a shavet pruta when you're a boar without water. So the time is the rush says, and isn't that for that hezek, it's so little, the Chazal did not make a takana for. You know, it's a takana. They don't make a takana for 5 cents hezekim. According to the Shulchan Aruch,
even if it's giri delay,
5 cents is 5 cents. It's giri. You're not allowed to mazik a guy 5 cents. Right? That's the machlokes. The rush agrees. The type is the rush is giri delay. Since I care, that's the whole reason what makes it chayiv when there's water. But the type is the rush says that what does that mean? It's only 5 cents hazeka. 5 cents hazeka. Chazal are not going to make a takana. The Shulchan Aruch is saying, what are you talking about? 5 cents is 5 cents. You're not allowed to mazik someone for 5 cents. Sinisa deraisa. You can't be mazik someone for a penny. There's no, maybe for Polish or Pruto, there may be such a thing, but that's not. But so that the essence of the machloikas between the what I was trying to claim between the type is a rush and the Shulchan Aruch is whether it's a din deraisa or din derabanan. The shita, the rush in the shita is madgish. Lo hayu hachomim is here also. It's a din derabanan. Since it's a din derabanan, he can say that the rabanan didn't mechayev you when it's a very small amount. The rabanan didn't worry about 5 cents to make a takana. So the 5 cents, they don't make a takana for that. The Shulchan Aruch says it's a din deraisa, that's a real hezek. You're not allowed to mazik 5 cents. Mimeira, according to Shulchan Aruch, you also chayiv l'sakein because it's a real hezek. It's a real hezek. You were mazik me 5 cents. You have to do gilgul for 5 cents hezek. So you gotta go ahead and you gotta be misakein. And that's the same din as in Sif Zion. And Sif Zion also, we're being Mishayer, we're making you pay for what happened. According to the Taisus Arash, that it's a din de Rabbanon. So it could be that if the Evan, if you did it and you caused a hezek, I don't know if you have to pay or how much you pay because it's not a real hezek.
Just because the din de Rabbanon. Mean that the hezek is not, it could be a suffix. It could be the Chachamim said, if since it will possibly be mazik, that you have to do it. It doesn't follow, therefore, that it's a din d'rabbanan, but that the hezek, if it happens, is not a hezek.
Okay, but it could be. So it could be, in other words, it's very good. But if you do say like that, then it's very nice that the Gra makes the two halachas contingent because the essence, in other words, the essence of Sif Yud is to say it's a din deraisa. Once you say it's a din deraisa, so Sif Zayin follows and you pay. But the Gra, but the Rush, who's saying it's a din derabanan, it is very possible, okay, we'll say possible, that he would argue it's Sif Zayin too. So therefore, the Gra is very, very beautiful when he's making the two halachas contingent.
Yeah, now,
what?
I just want to say that it seems to be a famous kasha from the Nesivis. The Nesivis asked that Maisa, all these things should be in Baba Basra. Why are they in Lo Yachbar? It doesn't make sense. All these things are being Lo Yachbar. What? Dalad Avos Nezikin. That the famous, it seems to be the same famous Nesivis kasha over here, and he brings from and I just the Nesivis. His mom brings from. From Kagan Hazikin, the Matunta Shamayim Holtham Hazikin, Mi Gar, Mi Bar Miskalgal. It seems to be a famous Kasha from the Nesivis. He said, well, I said, this is Mamish regular Hazikin. Why is it brought over here?
I know you're such a big, tremendous Bucky, and you know you're Nesivis, but who are you quoting?
The Nesivis.
No, come on.
It's the Nesivis.
Which cheating book are you looking at?
I look at my cheating book. I can't give away everything. I'm just saying. So,
where is this Nesivis?
Ketivas Kufnun, it's Kufnun Hey Yud Ches.
Okay, so we should look. So what we should look at the Nesivis, I would like to claim that that on that Nesivis, someone's going to say an answer because it's not a real Hezek Deraisa.
Nesivis himself answers the Kasha.
What?
Nesivis himself answers the Kasha.
Oh, I understand, because I'm claiming it's a Machlokes Rishonim. I would like to claim that it's a Machlokes Rishonim, whether or not that the machlokes of the Taifas Arash with the Mechaber, with the din of the Shulchan Aruch, is Guva arguing whether it's a din deraisa or not.
He wants to say it's not deraisa. That's what he wants.
What?
He wants to say, Taka, it's a different type of hezek than deraisa type of hezek. That's what he wants to say. It's over here. I'm not sure he means it's the Rabban at the Karnas Chachamim. I'm not sure exactly the terror.
But the Gra, I think, says the Farish, it is deraisa. The Gra. I quoted the
Gra. That's what he's asking.
The Gra in thinking it was an ice fest, I think.
Yes. So it was ice fest.
So it
in the middle of the piece.
So it will be very nice. In other words, it could be that it's everything is in contingent. Is that in other words, the question that we really want to understand is. And if you say it as a lumdish sugya, we have a machlokes rishonim. You know, it's like, you know, when I was in Israel, I used to like to go to hear Rav Abba Berman shiurim. Rav Abba Berman, he had a very easy style of lumdish. I'm not making fun of it. It was very easy to get into this lumdish right away. What he would do is he would find a machlokes rishonim. And then he would ask the question, what's the svar of the machlokes? What are the two stadim? And he would be ma'ayin in the two stadim, and he would make a beautiful chakira and show that and explain that that's the machlokes. So, you know, that's what we're sort of doing here. We have a machlokes rishonim. The Taivas Arash says that a boar without water, you don't have to pet, you don't have to be marchik, because the Shulchan Aruch Paskins quotes a Rashba that you do have to be marchik. So the Shaila is, what's a machloikas? Why is it that the Rashba says you do have to be marchik and the Rosh says you don't? That's a Rav Albert Berman question. You got a machloikas Rishonim. The exact same case. Tais of the Rosh says no, and the Rashba says yes. So I'm saying the answer is because the Rashba holds, like what we read in that Shuvah Sarash, that it's Giri Delay is a real Hezek Deraisa. It's because if you either Hezek be a Dayim, like the Gra says, if it's a Hezek be a Dayim, then the fact that it's pennies makes no difference. It's Deraisa. You can't be matter just because it's pennies. I don't care. You have it's worth $100,000. I need to build this well. And it's so important to me. And it's going to cause you 5 cents of damage. Tough luck. Right? If it's Deraisa, you can't build a million-dollar building on your property if it's going to cause 5 cents hezek to your neighbor without getting his permission. Because you're not allowed to be mazik, your friend. It's usher. So that's what the Rashba is saying. You need a boar. It's so important for you to have a boar and, you know, whatever. But you're causing causing hezek to your friends. The Rosh in the Tshuva is saying it's only midrabanan. Therefore, the Rabbanan are allowed to use fairness, so to speak. Listen, we're making a takana to help people, but not then to worry about his 5 cents, therefore you can't dig a boar. That we're not going to do that. That we don't do that such things. So Rabbanan are trying to make everybody happy. They're trying to work out a system that everyone comes out ahead of the game, but they're not going to stop you from digging a boar to save your neighbor from 5 cents of hezek. I'll be ikra din your potter. It's grama. It's not hezek be a dayim, even though it's gira delay. It's not hezek be a dayim. NMI, we wanted to protect him, but not at your expense. He's only losing 5 cents and you're losing a boar. It's not Mr. Avra. So the machlokes rishayim, gufo, the issue is this real hezek or not? So that's gufo the whole machlokes here. That's what I wanted to claim.
How do we have true, right?
But it's a very nice. And then,
how does Rabbi? What? How can we say that from the Taisus Arash that's brought down in the Shita, who says lo chashiv kuli hai hezeka, and that's why the Chachamim would not make him be marchik. So who says that line of lohavi kuli hai hezeka? Who says that that's true lagabi tashlumin? Maybe only lagabi harchaka. It's not considered kuli hai hezeka because he's talking over there about harchaka. Well, myself, Mali 5 cents, Mali 20 cents. If it's a shabbat proof,
if you're allowed to be do it, you're sure you don't have to pay. Obviously, you can't do it and then pay.
Why there is such a thing? Vim hizik,
Mishal. There's no halacha that you're allowed to be mazik and then pay. It's also to be mazik. It's a deraisa to be mazik someone. You can't be mazik and then pay. There's no heter, right? There's some gemara like that, that this guy got angry at us. So you're not allowed to do that.
Rip the shirt.
Mazik. I want to punch you. So I say, here's $5. Okay, and I'll punch you.
rip the shirt. He paid a 400 zuz.
We're not saying that he's allowed to do the hezek.
Yes,
we're just saying,
he's allowed to do it. He means he's allowed to do it according to the Taifas Arash. So the bad thing in what I'm saying, and that's why it's so beautiful, except for one bad thing, that it's a rush and a rush, because the mechaber, the shkuf nun, the hey siv zayin is from the Tshuvas Arash. So I'm gonna have to make a machlokes between the Tshuvas Arash and the Taifas Arash. It's not like it's unheard of, but it's a little bit, you know, not the nicest thing. It is brought down this far that there are at times machlokes, but it's not so nice.
What about the other problems we have? The Mishnah unreadable. Why does it pick these situations? Why isn't it not in Baba Kama?
You can't ask it, Adoni. You ask it to the Rajva. Don't ask it to me. You know, what do you want to mind me? The Maisa, let's stop there. But it's very interesting. The question is, if you accept the dig, the basic dig I'm trying to make is, the fact that the Rush used the Lashon in the Shita, Lohoyu Achamim Asiros al Harchik, and the Neder says Iker Anezik Shesrichu Achamim al Harchik. So the Biur of Yunim's Diak, I'm hiding behind the Biur of Yunim, a Chashva Sefer, that the Rush is holding his Derabban.
Well, and that's what Rabbi Luban said 14 years ago in the Sefer.
That's right. I know that's what the Biur of Yunim says too, and the Tshuvas Arash clearly says it's deraisa because he said it's mazik biyadayim. The Gros says it's deraisa. So therefore, if we are right that there's such a machlokes, so then it's very nice to make the two machlokes simtolizah b'zeh. Right? In other words, if you can make such a it's a little bit daichik to say that the Tshuvas Arash and the Taisus Arash are arguing, even though it does happen. But if you grant this diak and the lashon of the Taisus Arash, then it's mukhrok that there's a machlokes. So then we can make the two machlokes and tali zebizet.
Okay. Isn't it possible the Chachamim made a rule as far as how far you have to go to avoid doing a dairaisa? And that's what Taisus Arash means. The hezek is dairaisa. But you have the right to walk a fine line, and you can dig, and not every digging causes damage. Like the Rama says, if it does damage, you have to get experts in to see whether it was really you who did the damage. So the Chum came along and said, you're very, very close to a Dairaisa. You have to stop under these circumstances because you may violate a Dairaisa. If you do, and it causes damage, it's Dairaisa.
And the Mechaber, the Rama says, Vistar Chasak, and he means, if it causes damage,
you're
reading Zion or Yud?
Zion.
What about Yud? Yud says.
Yud is being Samach on Zion, like the Gross says. He's much more explanatory.
means if there's hezek.
He's been saying what he said earlier. He said beferish earlier. You have to look to the experts and see if you violated the rule and you dog, and it seems to have damaged. Bringing the experts to confirm whether it was.
So you want to say it like this? You want to say that my dear and the Tavis Arash is right. It's only Midrabanan, except that even though it's Midrabanan, but now if there's hezek, you have to pay because that's also part of the Drabanan.
Maybe.
But what about the Tshuvas Arash that seemed to say that it's his lashon was that it's considered like you did it be a dayim? So that's Midrabanan. That sounded like Midrashah.
Yeah, I agree that Midrashah and the Gross says the Rosh Hold is Midrashah.
Yeah, so then, but what do I do? But I'm claiming the Diagonal type is a rush is Mashmash Drabanan.
I'm trying to agree with that Diuk, but doesn't necessarily mean that he's so opposed to the other Rosh. At the end of the day, if it does damage, the Chiv Tashlumen is Midrashah. What your Hanhaga should be at the beginning, I'm reducing the Machloikas between the two Roshes to limit only to the beginning, but not to the end.
Oh, okay. All right, I hear. Let me think about that. I hear. Maybe that's not bad. That, you know, you're making reducing machlokes. We like reducing machlokes. Okay, all right, we're going to stop. We're way over time. Okay, Shukriya, everybody.
Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, good night.